Good evening again, Dave, and everyone on the net. Well, I'm sitting here trying to get my Innovato computer to recognize a Bluetooth keyboard and mouse. I got it to recognize the mouse, but I can't get it to recognize the keyboard. It won't pair with it. It just keeps coming back, and the pairing failed. So not sure what I'm got to do here, but we'll work on it. I wanted to get a regular keyboard and a mouse to be able to do a demonstration for when the Innovatos change over to the new server, to be able to use a regular keyboard and mouse to show that rather than the little portable keyboard that comes with those. So I bought a cheap one, a Logitech keyboard, for like $15 for a keyboard and a mouse, and got the mouse working, but not the keyboard yet. It says it shows that it's working, but it's not working. So we'll figure that one out. Other than that, yeah, like I said, got a board meeting coming up on Wednesday. Thursday, for anyone in Saginaw Township Schools is doing an information meeting on their upcoming millage request again. In May, they're asking, going back to the voters to approve a reduced millage. The one last year was like $360 million, then they went to $196 million, and, excuse me, now they're down to like $67 or $70 million, something like that. So they're going to be doing an information meeting this coming Thursday at 6 p.m. at Sherwood Elementary School. That's the one on Mackinac and Shattuck Road, right on the corner there. So plan to go over in that, see what they're talking about there. Supposedly they've got it pared down now to just things that they actually need. They took out the wish list, which is kind of like when I go to Dayton, I have things that I need to replenish, things that are broken that I need to fix, and then I have my would like to have list, but generally don't come home with, and then I have my wish list, and I have things that have been on my wish list for 20 years that will probably stay on that wish list for another 20 years. So those things I'm never going to get approved. So I usually come home from Dayton with just the things that I actually need to fix what I got or replenish what I need, and that's it. So the like to have and the wish list is no longer on there. With that, 73, everyone, if you're out and about, supposedly we've got a special weather statement for Saginaw Bay City right now. I guess there's some blowing snow, some banding coming off from the bay or someplace, so I got a posting on that to be careful that they could have some reduced visibility for the next hour or two with some banding snow that's coming in and the blowing winds. So if you got to be out and about tonight, be aware of those as well. This is KC8YVF, back to Nat.
Yeah, okay, real good there, Ron. Yeah, the was a school millage. Let's see. I saw a list, and hopefully the list I saw was not what that they were, not what they really wanted, because the one I seen was replace desk and furniture and whatever. And the original, when they were talking about the millages, originally they were talking about new roofs and everything. I see nothing about new roofs in the reduced one, so wasn't real happy about that. So hopefully, I'm sure there will be a list published, especially probably after the meeting, or at least I'll probably see something on that. 73 there, Ron, and I will have a report for you at the end. Okay, Jeff, KAKCI, you're up, and stand by Mike, EDQ.
All right. Well, you know, everything sounds good. It's one of them beautiful afternoons in Michigan, beautiful night. And, yeah, it's lake effects just blowing across steel from the west to the east, and that's what we're seeing over here. But other than that, I'm going to let everybody go, get on through, and we'll say 73 to everybody. And be safe out there. Don't go out if you don't have to. That's the easiest way. So back to net control. Thanks, Dave, for doing the net.
Okay, real good there, Jeff. Yeah, I worked in worked on the garage freezer last week. Went through and looked what I still had in there and went through stuff, and I probably don't have to buy any meat for probably at least 6 to 8 months, other than maybe some hamburger or something. But a lot of stuff in there that I sort of actually forgot about over the wintertime. We got out there and we didn't get it, so we're going to have to go through it. There was a lot of stuff out, too, that was outdated. 73, see you there, Jeff, and we'll catch you on down the log there. Camp 8, EDQ, you're up, and I'll take a break after that.